سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واصبر نفسك مع الذين يدعون ربهم يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه، ولا تعد عيناك عنهم تريد زينة الحياة الدنيا، ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, everything has a venue and an occasion and appropriate time to do things. For example, if a person wants to do farming, they go to the lands, plant the seed there and do the farming, and do it during daylight hours. A person wants to do business or buy something from the marketplaces, he'll go to the shopping center, or he'll go and open up a shop where people frequent that place so that business can run. If people want to play sports, soccer, cricket, etc., Muslims play amongst ourselves, be mindful of the Islamic dressing. From the navel to below the knees, they have to be covered. And boys and girls that are 15 years and over, they have to compulsorily obey the laws of hijab and parda even while playing sports. Now, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We come for 5 times daily for a salah. We read with jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere. And after any farz salah in the masjid, the imam of the masjid or any guest speakers have a program. We participate in these programs and educate ourselves and rectify our mistakes. And may Allah Ta'ala guide me and all of us to make tawbah and istighfar from our past mistakes. Shaitan will make people talk and joke outside the masjid for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But just a 15-minute program in the masjid, they're not prepared to sit. Like how tonight also, people are running around, I can see them. But they're not sitting for the program. Allah knows best what is the reason. Anyway, ayat number 28, I've recited. During the golden era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there were some rich non-Muslims who wanted a separate, secluded sitting with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they said, we cannot sit with these poor sahaba, Hadad Billah radiallahu anhu, Hadad Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu anhu, Hadad Salman radiallahu anhu, etc. So Allah Ta'ala revealed this verse, that when it comes to the house of Allah and when you're giving your advices, everybody must sit together, the rich and the poor. You can't have a separate sitting for the rich, an ordinary sitting. So this ayat, what Allah Ta'ala says, restrain yourself with those who seeking His pleasure call to their Rabb morning and evening. Those sincere Muslims, that are regular with the Faraz Salah, and also make some zikr of Allah, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, to recite Quran. And out of the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they also abstain from sin and venues of sin also. And they make the zikr of Allah morning and evening. One is after Fajr, after Maghrib, after Isha, after Asr, after every Salah they make the zikr. And do not shift your attention from them with the intent of acquiring the adornment of the worldly life. Our beloved Rasulullah had the most amount of wonderful qualities, and the highest rank in Jannah is reserved for our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is verses of the Quran that was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is for his followers and the ummatis to learn that which type of company we must keep, who we must associate with. So Allah Ta'ala says in this verse that those that only after the worldly things, after the dollars and the pounds and the rand and the gold and the diamond and the things of the world, after the oil reservoirs, etc., then do not obey them, and do not obey him whose heart we have made heedless of our remembrance, who pursues his passions and whose affair is transgressing. As humans, we have some permissible needs, and we have to fulfill our needs in a permissible manner. For example, we feel hungry, we feel thirsty in the month of Ramzan when we fast. We have sehri before Fajr, before Subah Sadiq, and once Maghrib time sets in, then we break our iftar, have something to eat. Similarly, when a person reaches the age of puberty, 15, 16, early teenagers, 20, 21, 25, 23, the need of making nikah comes. If a person makes nikah, they'll be protected from adultery and zina. And we eat halal, permissible meats, the cattle, the cow, the steak, mutton, chicken. It has to be slaughtered by a Muslim. A camel also has to be slaughtered by a Muslim. We eat halal. We don't have pork and alcohol. We don't eat haram food. We do everything the halal way. And those that follow their desires, Allah says, وَلَا تُطِئِ مَنْ أَغْفَلْنَا قَلْبَهُ عَنْ ذِكْرِنَا, whose heart is void of the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of doing those good actions that is beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The famous dua we did, اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب ما يحبك وهو عمل الذي يقربنا إلى حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك احب الي من نفسي ومالي واهلي ومن الماء البارد. Ya Allah, put your love in our heart and love of all those that love Allah, the love of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the love of all the sahaba, all the pious awliya kiram, and those that are present living. Appreciate our ulama, imams from masjid. I am an ordinary student. I feel extremely happy when people sit in the programs of other ulama. I'm not looking for followers or anything. But we are recording it, people are benefiting. Allah Ta'ala grant me ikhlas. If something happened to me tomorrow, at least my recordings people will benefit from. And must make, guide us to do those good actions also that is beloved to Allah and beloved to Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is mayzi salatul jama'ah, the woman folk at home reciting Quran, reciting zikrullah, reading authentic Islamic literature, and abstain from sins and venues of sins, place where the curses of Allah Ta'ala descends. May Allah protect us from going to such places. We read one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Abi Hurairah radiyallahu anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إذا عظمت أمتي الدنيا نزعت منها هيبة الإسلام وإذا تركت الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر حرمت بركة الوحي وإذا تسابت أمتي سقطت من عين الله كذا في الدوري عن الحكيم الترمذي mention الترمذي الشريف and few other hadith kitab also. حضرت أبو هريرة narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when my ummah, my followers begin to attach more importance to the world and to the money and to the things of the world and to regard it as a source of glory, think wealth is a means of respect and dignity, the awe and importance of Islam will vanish from their hearts. We feel respect in the type of vehicle we drive or the type of home we live in. But Allah has given respect in deen. Ya ayyuhan nas inna khalaqnakum min zakari wa unsa wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum innallaha 'alimun khabir. Allah has created us from one Adam and Hawa, and Allah made us into different complexion, different families, different countries, different languages. But inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, the most respectable in the eyes of Allah that possess the quality of taqwa. And fala tuzakku anfusakum alam bimani taqad, not claim to be pious. We all have our shortcomings, and we hope Allah must not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. Allah must guide us to make tawbah and conceal our mistakes in the dunya and the akhirah. And when they give up the practice of enjoining good and forbidding evil, they will be deprived of the blessings of revelation, the blessings of the Quran, blessings of the hadith, blessings of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they begin to indulge in mutual recrimination, mutual arguments and fights, they will fall low in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. And as humans, we all make mistakes. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for very reminder, they're beneficial for the believers. And various public platforms, our respected ulama kiram are doing أَمَرْ بِالْمَعْرُوفَ النَّحِي عَنِ الْمُنْكَرُ. One is the Jummah platform. Other is during the course of the week, they have some programs. And for different age groups, there are different types of Islamic educational programs. One is those fortunate ulama who 6-7 hours of the day in the Hifz class, Darul Looms, learning and teaching, all the academic discussions. The whatever are the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we carry it out according to the four schools of fiqh, and we stick to one school, fiqh of Hanafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Shafi, Mazhab. And we have our ulama present and the past, who has written books on this, on salah, fasting, hajj, zakah, etc., according to the four schools of thought. And be humble in front of our ulama, in front of the ustad, say, ba adab, ba nasib. We can learn circular education online, internet. And when you're studying circular education at home, they can be dressed anyhow. Sometimes they went toilet, they never washed, they are napak, that. But Islamic education is done in a clean and pure environment. If we do it in the masjid or madrasa, first of all, we'll have wuzu. Our body will be clean. Our clothing will be clean. And we'll be sitting in front of an ustad or a teacher or an imam of a masjid or ulama. I am an ordinary student. I sincerely regard every alim better than myself. And I feel extremely happy when people sit in the programs of other ulama and other pious personalities. And by sitting in these programs, Allah give us tawfiq of making tawbah and istighfar. And another thing mentioned here, when the ummah will be using abusive language for one another, then they will fall from the esteem, from the rahmah of Allah. Now, one is when we're inviting towards good and forbidding from evil. Allah says in the Quran, ادعو الى سبيل ربك بالحكمه والموعظه الحسنه وجادلهم بالتي هي احسن. Invite with wisdom, with good words, and debate in a dignified manner. When Nabi Musa alayhi salam was sent to Fir'aun, Fir'aun aliyazu billah, such an enemy of Allah, he was proud of his military, of his power, of his kingdom, and his wealth. And in his arrogance, he never accepted the message of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. But when Allah told Nabi Musa, go speak to my enemy, فَقُولَ لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Give the message with soft, kind words, and in this way they may accept the message. Allah give us all tawfiq of practicing. And lastly, I would like to say that, see, we are living in this world, and we need some wealth, we need a family, we need vehicle. So we have some different types of employments, some types of work, whatever. But at the same time, in our workplace, be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the marketplaces, recite, La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu, wa wahayyun la yamutu biyadil khair, wa ala kulli shayin qadir. Control our gazes from casting lustful glances in the opposite gender. This whole month, our respected ulama at the Jamiat was spending advices regarding lustful glances to the opposite gender, which is haram, which leads to zina of the eyes and then zina of the body. May Allah protect us. And a male and female cannot be alone in privacy, in a vehicle, in an office, in a lift, or anywhere. May Allah protect us. And we make dua, all those that have children of marriageable age, Allah find compatible practicing Muslim partners for them. We have deen and dunya, and make our dunya life comfortable and the life of Jannat and Akhirat also comfortable. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanata wa fil akhirati hasanata wa qina azab al-nar. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.